You talking? Are you talking mess? You're gonna start it off with talking shit to me.
How else should we start it?
It's a goddamn Wednesday, John.
You think I don't this have week's enough? Been a little off though?
You think I don't have enough problems? What is going on this week?
I don't know, man.
No, Monday we all thought was Wednesday. It's now Wednesday. I swear to God, it's Friday.
No, and it feels more like Monday today.
Today's been Monday and up.
Today's a Tuesday vibe.
But it is.
But I digress.
But if you're listening to this, it's actually Friday. So,
yeah.
Welcome to the No FOMO podcast.
Welcome back.
You got Gerbil, Janglesphere, and Bungle Dungus.
And
Janglesphere is good. I like that one. I can work with that.
I thought as the first syllable came out, I had to think of the rest. I was like, it starts with a J.
We got that.
Okay.
There's one thing that I just didn't want to forget about that I wanted to start with.
Go for it.
I feel like every week me and Garrett learn something new that you don't know, that you just are lost in
weekly?
Life about. Yeah, weekly. No, okay. I mean, daily.
Anytime we bring up a current event that's going on outside of your garage studio, you don't know what's going on.
But this one's all not right, even really, this isn't even a current event. This is just knowledge. Morgan Bunges. Our Morgan.
Morgan Daniel Bunges.
Morgan Daniel Bunges, for the record. Yeah. He thought that raisins were not grapes.
You're kidding. That's not even current. I thought it was going to be something current.
No.
Raisins are not grapes.
He said, are raisins grapes to me? In that exact voice.
Raisins are not grapes.
Yeah. They are.
They're raisins.
I mean, if you were plopped on Earth today and saw one, I would say it's not a grape.
But that's what I'm saying.
But no,
what is a raisin from?
Yeah,
it's a grape.
No, it is a grape.
Yeah.
I'm just saying like...
It's an olive.
And what did you say that you thought it was?
It's more of an olive.
It's an olive.
He thought they were olives. It's way more of an olive.
Are you fucking high?
No, think about it. It's more of an olive.
There's nothing to think about.
Yeah, it's way more of an olive than a grape.
It's a fact.
And here, folks, is...
No, it's way closer to
the precipice of our friendship.
It's like a small purple apple, if anything.
Here's a better question.
Yeah.
Here's a better question. Who the fuck keeps the raisin market up? Like, who eats those?
That's why it's fair. I didn't know that.
That's why.
Who's eating raisins?
You're like, all about
do
the
they
markets?
Still come in the cardboard?
Yeah, they do that.
Yeah.
That's weird. Whoever made those
it's kind
of
dank.
It's one of those things. Like, if it's in something, I'm not going to ask for it to not be in it.
But
if
raisins are in something,
but I'll never choose to have it in there.
What are raisins?
I would ask for it to not be in it if it came with raisins.
I feel like a nice salad, like a strawberry vinaigrette.
Like if they said, is everything in that good for you? I'd be like, no raisins. No, not the raisins. Yeah.
Yeah. If they put them in
or
my
craisins or some bullshit like that.
Oh, craisins are trash. Don't even get me started. What are those all? What are those, Morgan?
Craisins? What are craisins?
Crazy raisins.
Those are grapes. Those
you
ones
actually
are
think they are though.
Cran raisins.
No, they're grapes.
Huh?
Those are grapes.
They're crapples.
They're crapples.
There yeah. Oh, they're miniature apples.
Yeah, grow the fuck up.
Yeah.
But anyways, they're closer
to
an olive.
I just want to get that.
Yeah.
Thank you for...
Because that was shocking. I had to write that down.
When did this... Why didn't you come to me immediately?
I wanted to save it for this because I knew it was going to be good.
Okay.
But raisins grow like potatoes, right?
I just want to know...
Oh, my God.
Yes. Yeah. I want to know
better question. How do grapes grow?
That's...
On vines.
Yeah, they're
vines. I knew that. I was testing you. Come on, guys.
Like potatoes. Morg, how did you get this far?
Huh?
How have you made it? The real question I wanted to ask is how have you made it this
far? Dude, I read one book one time that said, be good at one thing, you'll be okay.
You still haven't done that.
And you're still trying to figure it out?
No, and I got that one thing, dude.
What is it?
And it's being your guys' friends, dude.
Oh. Dude, that was so sweet.
Turner Rosen
taking
me feel
taking
bad.
Taking care of the special ed, dude.
Okay.
Okay, and then
you turn it dark.
Yep.
Yeah.
See, that's, here we go. Made us feel bad, and then it's like, okay.
See, now your words
mean. I feel good about this one, guys.
You feel good about it?
59.
Clap that up.
59 with my dime pieces.
Clap that up. Is it 59?
Yeah.
10 away from 69.
Where's the time gone?
Oh, 69, we got to do a blowout.
Oh, 69.
We should record the whole episode like Human Centipede. Like, I'll have a mic. You'll be holding a mic in your ass cheek.
You could do a 69 triangle, can't you? Or,
I think that's the whole reason
it's called 69-igle. No, we do Human Centipede. Each of us holds a microphone in our asshole, and then you do it from behind. You record from behind.
Wait, 69.
We'll do like a game of telephone. You have to kind of fart it down to the last person.
Yeah. Yes.
Or no, you muffled talk into an ass and then the person at the front has to figure out what it is.
Yeah, that's the 69 set.
That's it.
I like that.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the 69th episode.
Do we have any personal news on the horizon before I jump into just some random tidbits?
Oh, day two, too fucking easy, no vape, dude. It's too easy.
You're on day
two.
When did you start?
Like 2 days ago.
No, you hit
it. You definitely hit it.
You hit it on the first day that you put day zero.
No, I was like, day zero was day zero. Is the start
when you hit it.
Yeah, that's day zero.
Yeah. Oh, so you were free to hit it that day.
No, I started it on the last puff. I put day zero on my phone.
Which was when?
3 days ago.
Whatever day you had the day zero on your phone, Macy told me that you hit the vape.
In the morning. And then I set my background as day zero.
Oh, okay. You hit it that morning.
Yeah.
Okay. So that was
one day.
That was day 0.5.
So if negative you make it through 5. Today, it would be 2 days?
Day zero was 0 days.
Talk about the lamest.
I get the math. I'm just saying the day you put it on your phone, you had already hit it. Or hit it after you put it on.
I put day zero, and waited 24 hours. Yeah.
Well, now that we've got the lame news out of the way.
Okay.
Garrett, you got some news? I've also got news.
You can fire us off.
Well, so one is kind of a little bit of housekeeping here. We talked about all the fires in Maui. Mm-hmm. We have a fan that's from there who is actually, their place was burned down by the fire.
Oh, so they were on the scene.
They were on live. The scene. Yeah.
Reporting live from their childhood home being burned to studs.
Absolutely. And so shout out Sarah at AKS.Rose.
Is there an H or no?
No, I wrote it down. I just said how it's spelled. Oh, Sarah. There is an H.
Okay, thank God.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, Sarah with an H.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it's pronounced Sarah.
Yeah. But she said.
Even with an H, it's pronounced Sarah. It's actually more of a Sarah.
She's a Sriracha. So she sent me a lot of info, wanted to get some main points just to clear up. Most of it, I think we hit on we were actually right about almost all of this.
Mm-hmm.
She just wanted to read.
Like the lasers and shit, we nailed that?
Yeah.
No, it was the Oprah and shit.
That part is big. So one of the things, so she just gave me all this stuff and I've put it in a synopsis. There was no plan. The power was turned off. The water was turned off. The kids were home from school. Police did block the roads. Emergency plan officials were magically off the island and resigned right after. FEMA and Red Cross didn't show up for days, and then they got set up in the nicest hotels when they did get there, which is kind of fucked up. Nobody is allowed in the area except for government officials because of soil testing.
Ooh, you follow, we talked about this guy the other day, Tyler Oliveira.
Maybe.
The guy who does like the YouTube documentaries. He's lit. He snuck into the like burned down sites.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Did he test the soil?
He didn't. he didn't test any soil.
This was a big one. So the $700, it was not per person. It was per family. And some of like Hawaiian families are like 25 people.
Yeah. Well, you get a new TV.
Well, that seems like an irresponsible sizable family.
When you said they blocked the roads, what did you mean by that?
You know Brock Lesnar?
Yeah.
They put him in the roads.
Put him on the roads, right? Okay, that's what I was thinking.
But yeah, she just asked me to kind of clear some of that up for that. And then, she said Venmo Ohana Aid is the way that people can actually get the money because the other ones are all.
Or fucked. At Garrett Bo.
Okay. Yes. Works too. At G Bopre.
Yeah. And then the other housekeeping.
Wait, no, hold on. Is there anything that anyone's doing about all this?
The things that are being done is they're trying to make it so the people don't get the land back.
Sorry, I wasn't trying to make light of that, by the way. Can you repeat the Venmo? I don't want to be a complete person. I know I put on a little show once in a while, but I'm not actually.
Yeah, it's Ohana Aid is the name
all
of it.
All one word.
Yeah.
At Ohana Aid.
Yes. That actually gets to the people that need it.
See?
Not Ohana AIDS, that's different.
See, I was going to say that, but I didn't want to ruin it.
He's back.
I was going to say that.
That's a whole different organization, but...
That's it. I felt like I needed it. She sent a lot of stuff.
Dude, if I was over there right now,
she's been listening to us since day one.
If my house burned down and I was over there, I'd be fucking trying to do something, you know?
What would you be trying to do?
What the fuck? Dude, I'd be fucking
full. I love when you try to make a point and there's nothing.
Dude,
the way you say it is so like poignant.
Yeah, dude, I'd have like a hood on, like walking around places trying to figure something out.
You'd be looting.
Like what?
Looking you'd be for looting facility. Is what you're saying.
Yeah, oh, there's some facility.
I would simply probably fly off of the island.
No, fuck that, dude. Conspiracy on my turf, dude.
That's fair. If someone lasered my house,
somebody laser beamed my shit, dude, you best believe I'd.
Well, I don't think I'd be trying to figure stuff out there. I think I'd be up in like Washington.
I'd be up in Oprah's house for sure.
Yeah, I'd be trying to break into the White House.
Yeah,
guaranteed.
Yeah, what they should do is have all those unsheltered folks. Coop up in Oprah's fucking billion-dollar mansion.
Yeah, there would be a fresh dump on Oprah's fucking house. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's true. That.
Yeah. It would get burnt down somehow.
Yeah.
Me and
I'm
you.
Surprised they didn't do that shit.
A couple Molotov cocktails. Yeah.
I was pretty surprised that all the stuff that we were like, maybe it happened.
We actually nailed it.
It's all of it, actually, is pretty much true. Minus the lasers, but maybe plus the lasers.
Oh yeah, my house gets burnt down. The rich people's house don't get burnt down. I'm burning.
The lasers are still gray area.
Yeah,
I'm still team laser.
I'm team laser. There was a guy who, some scientist guy who's done studies on those lasers, who says that we have them, and that they have one strong enough to do what was done.
Yeah, easily to start.
And the other big part was he checked the data of where like the satellites were. And one of them that can do it was like over
mountain. Wait, they can do it from satellite? I thought it's from an airplane.
No, it's from satellite.
Either or,
no,
I believe it.
That's a lie.
It's from satellite.
No, bro, you think we got nukes and we can't start a fucking little fire?
From space?
We can send a nuke from here.
Not into space.
Yeah, no, it's from satellite, so.
It's a plane. I saw the video.
I literally just watched this guy for 20 minutes. See,
this is where
half of the science is how it's going to get through the atmosphere.
Yeah, that's what I want. That's what I'm concerned about.
Well, they have the science. That's why it's ultraviolet waves. Concerned about? And that's why the blue shit didn't get burned, apparently.
There we go.
I'm more concerned about the families who lost their home than all this science jibber jabber.
Get out of here. He lost the argument, so he's going to fucking appeal to emotion.
We got
to
talk about the fucking
ethos, dude. Pathos, my bad.
Dude, it's logos.
Huh? Yeah,
logic. No, it wasn't even logical.
We got to talk about the F-35 that went missing.
Oh, yeah.
Morgan has no idea what we're talking about.
I love these.
Okay.
What do you think it's about?
I want to hear what let's just say a topic
we should and just
you
say
tell
the topic
us
the
story.
And Morg tell us
the 35th alphabet there, the letter F, something. I don't fucking know, dude. Let's go.
He doesn't even know.
Oh my God.
No, it's a fucking fighter plane. No shit, dude.
Well, I know, but do you know what the story's about?
There's nobody flying it. Fucking it's gone, dude.
Yeah.
Do you know this one?
Wow, yeah, it's crazy.
Okay. I'm actually surprised I didn't either.
Yeah, dude. I stay up.
Pilot ejected. Apparently the planes are just able to fly on their own after that happens now. My question is, why did he eject if it could just stay in the sky?
Because there's a laser on it.
I think there was something about weather. Like it was an inclement
weather. You can't fly
weather.
An F-35 fucking jet through some weather.
Well, it was some inclement weather is what they said.
Okay.
This is what was said, Garrett.
Cloud incoming. I'm fucking out, baby.
Correct me if I'm wrong. It was an $8 billion plane?
I'll look up the price.
I think million sounds better.
No.
F-35 price? Oh, yeah. I did 25. That's
like who even says the supply and demand for like an $8 billion thing?
I think that's it includes R&D. It's the first. It's like a prototype.
Yeah.
Why does the Wi-Fi go out every time? Because down here just sucks in general.
Oh, here we go. Maybe I just wasn't kidding.
I'm not. I'm trying to hold my tongue by saying this, but I think it's a bigger number than that.
400 million.
Okay.
Okay.
$8 billion would be fucked.
I saw something with the number.
You just saw 8 this week.
For one?
I saw a street sign that said 8th Street, and I was like, oh, that must be the cost of the plane.
Yeah, that's weird.
Well, I just don't get... How did it manage to fly? They said it could be in the air for 2 days.
We could do that.
I feel like we could do that.
Yeah.
2 days?
We've got the ones that never have to land.
Those things burn an insane fucker amount of fuel.
Well, you could...
They just kind of...
You know how a plane
get up there and
planes fly, dude.
They get up there, you know.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, they do be skying.
Yeah,
they do be skying.
They sky pretty good.
Yeah. But did you see that barstool skit of the guy walking into like the sergeant's office or fucking captain's office, confessing to losing the plane?
Oh God,
so fucking funny. He's like, well, I have an F-150 I could replace it
with. Did you guys know about our mommy of the week this week? We have a great mommy of the week.
We haven't done that in a long time, so no.
Yeah, I have a great one for us. Do you guys know who Lauren Boebert is?
Boebert? Does she have some booberts?
The girl giving the handy at the fucking Beetlejuice play?
Yep. So
Beetlejuice this,
she's,
play?
She's running for Congress something.
No, she's a congresswoman.
She's a congresswoman.
Active.
Okay.
So she knows she's politics.
So there's a video of her. So this is what happened. She got kicked out of a theater for, they said vaping and lewd behavior.
Savage.
And she came out and said, fuck no, that's bullshit. I was just having a good time in there and I was a little loud, I'll admit it, so they kicked me out. And then theater security camera footage comes out of her with her date and the guy's
stroking
all up in the boobs. She's stroking.
Really?
In the middle of the pants.
Tight.
Beetlejuice play?
Yeah, that sounds
I'm going to ask you to do this.
Did they say it three times?
Do you have Wi-Fi right now?
Huh?
I'm going to ask you to look in Lauren Boebert because she's mommied up.
We're not allowed to talk about this.
She's mommied up. Okay.
You can say it.
I can say it. She is mommied up.
And I can silently nod. she's like one of the youngest congresswomen, but she's only like 35.
Just look at her up in that theater dress, and then you tell me what you think.
Somebody said Beetlejuice three times, dude. She had to.
The vaping part was kind of funny, kicking someone out for vaping and being in Congress. I don't know why that just kind of rips.
No, it is.
Because you can't imagine fucking some what 70-year-old dude gets
Mitch
kicked
McConnell's
out.
Mitch McConnell's vaping.
Yeah. Gets kicked out for vaping. Do you drop Congress if they're trying to kick you out? What like, you don't want to do that. I'll fucking, next bill is fucking out, dude.
Oh, like say you're a threat. I'm a congresswoman. Fuck yeah. You.
Oh,
probably not, right?
No, yeah.
I don't think so. Cause yeah, I don't think
if there's video,
I don't think you want to tell anyone that you're in Congress if you get kicked out of a fucking play.
You think they caught her on camera, or is security just like, oh, she's fucking jacking that dude
off? Oh, no, they saw it on camera.
Yeah, but do you think like the security guy's like, oh, dude, what the fuck? You can't do that in here.
I think,
how did she get? Well, she didn't get caught doing it.
Yeah, she got caught vaping.
And then they looked at the
and
footage.
And then they looked at the footage because she claimed she didn't do that. And they were like,
and then they were like, well, you just triple fucked up because now you were beating off a guy in the middle of the fucking crowd.
Well, talk about the softest security of all time.
Why are you gonna kick out people that are hot that are doing it?
Yeah.
Let's talk about this legend.
If they're monsters.
This legend who was on the town with her getting beat off by a congresswoman at a Beetlejuice play.
With some youngers
while she's passing the vape.
With some lobby dobbies on top.
Yeah. I have a hunch. Mm-hmm. She was off that bag, too.
Off that OTB.
There was a video. Do you see the video of her getting kicked out and she, like, flips everybody off?
Oh, definitely off the bag.
So mommy. She was so mommy, she dude. Was it was. She's just like, fuck you. Yeah. I was like, oh.
She was the White House bag. We know that.
Oh, it was her.
We know who had the White House bag.
We also know how little knowledge you have about how everything works.
Yeah.
Congress people don't go to the White House.
Now they do because they have bags.
Yeah. They text her for a bump.
You think they're not hitting her up for the bag?
Yeah, no, that's fair.
Anyways.
Weird side note. Do you see they got rid of the, dress policy in the Senate?
What was that?
You have to wear a suit and tie or like a full business attire.
And what is it now?
Anything
like,
you want.
Like, what is it? Lazy Fridays or casual literally, Fridays? Literally,
they're like
lazy Fridays. No, that's your life.
They can literally wear anything they want.
I kind of like that.
No, I love it.
Put Lizzo in there. Come on.
I want to see Mitch McConnell in a fucking wife beater.
Just in some sweaties.
Mm-hmm. Lizzo for Congress, dude.
Why are you Lizzo? Not people can be in there.
They I know, wear. But let's get her in there. I want to see what she's wearing.
No, they didn't eliminate the weight policy, just the dress policy.
Okay.
I have another fun thing.
Oh, Mommy of the Week, though. Shooting
her. Oh, that's Mommy
of the Week. Mommy of the Week.
This is huge news. Barstool dropped Mean Girls.
Yeah, I did see that.
So for those of you who don't know, they started that pod like the same time as us, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they're just bad. Sorry.
Well, when we first discovered them, or the first time they were posted, they had what, like 5,000 followers? And all of a sudden they're like millions, and we're just like, God damn it.
Yeah,
we're like, how did that happen?
And they're trash. Like, it's the worst thing.
Yeah, we were like matching them on all the socials, and they
when are they going to get rid of KFC? Fucking Christ. Well, we might want to be on Barstool someday. Never mind. I love you.
Yeah, we love you guys. But yeah, fuck
I
them.
Like Barstool. I just, yeah, there's just certain people I don't
like. Gary loves Barstool.
Certain people I don't like.
Love pizza, man.
I mean, it's the first 100 comments on every video.
Yeah.
Come on. It's widely known.
But yeah, that made me a little bit happy.
Yeah, I did see that. That made me happy too.
I didn't see that. And that was a little smirk on my day.
Did you see him getting interviewed of why they like fired her or whatever?
Mm-mm.
Wait, Mean Girls is the one with the two girls, right?
Yeah Mean Girl Pod. Yeah.
Not the other one.
No, not the one where they like had that big thing.
Yeah. What is that one still
Call Her Daddy?
That one's not even Barstool anymore, is it?
No.
I think it's
and then the other
they both have their own individual.
Yeah. But not Barstool.
Correct. Yeah.
Okay.
But they were interviewing Dave and he was just basically like, yeah, they just did not get it.
Yeah. They don't get it.
Yeah.
Well, I don't get why they posted. I don't know if it was an attempt to like salvage it, why they posted their shit every single day on the main page.
They posted that. Well, they're trying to blow it up.
Right. They were like, okay, maybe someone will like, but the comments were fucking ruthless.
Dude, just like 90% bad comments. I'm just like, can you,
but that's not a far-fetched idea from our comment section.
No, our comment section are rips, dude. I think we got like maybe 10, like, oh, okay. That's the one fair. That's usually is like, oh, does every white guy need a podcast?
It's so fair. I guess I only legitimately read the negative ones because it boils my blood.
Well, fuck there's it's when even it's like a podcast for women and even women are just like, yeah, this is not.
Yeah,
this is bad.
Well, it was just like the worst groupthink chamber of all time. Just them disagreeing with each other.
Like, it was literally like, inside the mind of a Starbs girl.
Yeah, like crazy. So bad.
Like, holy fuck.
That did bring a good twinkle to my eye.
It did.
Like just a
I'm
little
tearing
happiness.
Up over here, boys.
Because we're over here fucking grinding every day. They got a whole team behind them.
You know what I'm hearing? They got an opening for a podcast over there.
Sounds like it.
Let's go, dude.
Time to put the pitch deck together.
That's what I'm hearing.
KFC, we love you.
KFC is a best man at my wedding.
Yep.
Who's KFC? Best pod ever, right?
He's one of the guys there.
He's the super annoying guy that posts on their page every day.
Yeah. Oh, I don't see those, but I bet he's not annoying.
Yeah, no,
he's the guy that does like the tinfoil hat ones.
Some people might find him annoying, but I don't.
Yeah, I love him. I like him a lot. More than most.
Kentucky Fried Chicken, I'm in.
Mm-hmm. Oh, he's good. That's another big news. You guys see the KFC commercial with fucking Kirk Cousins in it?
No, you were telling me about this.
I don't know how they let this fly.
Oh, fuck.
Okay, so this
You're going to drop this?
This is the commercial. This is unbelievable. The commercial is, they go, Kirk, quarterbacks are always licking their fingers before they throw the football. Why do they do that?
Is it like a press conference style?
And he's like, no, it's actually to put the flavor of KFC chicken on the ball so our wide receivers will fight for the ball harder.
Really?
He said that, brother.
Oh, fuck.
And they played that all Sunday for football.
They played that as a commercial?
All Sunday.
That's lit.
It was the most unbelievable thing.
Show me the stock I've market.
Ever seen. How high? It's got to be up. It's got to be up.
That is.
I'm going to look up KFC stock.
Who's oversight?
Dude, you need to start. That's smart marketing. That's
KFC
marketing.
Stock is down.
There's got to be some tweets about this.
No, my favorite commercial from the past weekend was the Subway is proffered, like proffered by the pros.
Oh, you remember that one? That's good.
No, it's
we're
really
running out of stuff for commercials. That's pretty good.
It was really bad, but it was that, and it was a big sandwich weekend for the commercials. Now,
oh, they're all it was dude, KFC, everyone sandwiched up this year.
It was KFC.
I'm not gonna lie,
Jersey Mike's
fresh back from the grocery store. I see them plop that Jersey Mike's sub together on the screen. I'm fucking salivating. Yeah,
you just want to say fresh bag.
Okay, yeah, there's a lot of tweets about this commercial.
Yeah, I literally saw it and I sent a text to my friends because I knew they were all watching football. And I was like, everyone just saw that, right? Am I the only one that thought that was the most racist thing I've ever seen? And everyone's like, yeah.
At KFC, who the fuck approved this? Yo, this KFC commercial is out of pocket.
That's funny, though.
Did Kirk Cousins just say KFC makes wide receivers work harder?
That's unbelievable.
Oh, it literally, quote, makes the wide receivers work harder for the ball. That is fucking gnarly.
It's really only racist for those people that think it's racist, though.
That's true. And I don't. I think it's a good
commercial.
I didn't even think it was racist.
What do you?
It's not racist unless you're racist.
I just thought.
Is there a race angle?
No, I was talking about receivers.
It's really not racist unless you're racist.
That's
completely fair.
I think that's the best way to combat it.
Yeah.
It's racist if you think that's racist.
That's really how all of it works.
They have white wide receivers. That's all I'm saying.
There's a couple. Yeah.
They probably work just as hard for that ball.
Not for the chicken, though.
It's for the mashed potatoes.
Okay, well, that was actually
I'm glad I remember that.
That was good.
It's somebody's job who gets paid millions to screen those.
Oh, a CMO gets paid.
Somebody
KFC. I'll look up the CMO.
How many?
Because they're not racist.
How many steps did that go through?
Because they're not racist or extremely racist. They're either not or a very.
And somebody was like, finally.
Yeah.
CMO of KFC.
This is marketing right here.
His name's Chad. Blonde hair, blue eyes. Let me guess.
Yeah, it's either the dumbest person.
Yeah.
Who's what? He's there. Yeah. He's getting his phone blown up after the first one. And all the tweets come
out. Dude, I thought it was good. The receiver. You don't think receivers like chicken? Dude, the culturally relevant. It's
the
a hard word.
The CMO of KFC makes $182,000 a month.
$182,000 a month.
That's not even that much.
I mean, that's.
I thought it would be more.
That's like.
Yeah, that's almost nothing.
I make that.
That's $18 million a year. Am I mistaken?
1.8. Yeah.
But plus bonuses?
Close.
Plus bonuses?
Yeah. Big commercial bonuses.
Dude, after the stock goes up from your commercial.
But that's how stocks work, though. They go down.
Oh, I just thought something.
Oh, yeah. Well, if you've ever looked at even the good ones, they go down.
Yeah. Usually right after big commercials.
Mm-hmm. Oh, the CMO of KFC was beheaded last Sunday.
Mm.
That's crazy.
Hot news. KFC CMO was fed chicken until he died.
His body kept running around like a chicken.
He was fried up like a chicken. Gary hit me.
Hit you?
Yep.
This is kind of just a fun little story. A bunch of California.
The old California.
A bunch of California landlords celebrated the end of the eviction ban at a huge party in like Northern California. And it got like rioted and ended in a fucking massive brawl between protesters and landlords.
Mm.
How big of a...
Here's a question
for
you.
How many landlords are in cahoots here?
Here's a question.
Dude, there was hundreds of people there.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
If you're a rioter and you roll up, the brawl starts, you're fighting for your team. How do you pick out a landlord in the... Oldest. Holding like a white paint can.
Preferably a small white woman.
Mm, no, oldest.
Yeah,
old, a young versus
male.
Old.
Weak ankles.
Hey.
Hobbling.
Yeah, I don't even.
Let's leave me out of this, folks.
I don't even start with hands. I just juke out, try to break something. He's fucking unstable.
I would just be screaming, I rent.
Yeah.
You know?
But yeah, fuck landlords, dude.
That's new.
It would be kind of fun to be able to fist fight your landlord face to face, though.
If they try and raise your rent, you should be able to fight them for it.
Yeah. Literally.
Boxing. You have a boxing match?
Yeah.
For 10%. You can raise my rent if you square up and beat my ass.
There needs to be something like that in society.
Yeah.
A tap me out or else.
Yeah. Let's fucking do it.
I think it a fun one would be you could do whatever you want as long as you don't get tapped out.
Yeah, exactly.
Like if they always had to be a 1v1 versus a cop and not like a gang rape.
Yeah. Which it should be. Is.
Yeah, cops should have a ring girl with them and fucking
a
round
ring
one.
Girl.
Yeah, fucking round one on the scene.
So we hit racism and sexism so far tonight, folks.
Yeah.
Well, there's not ring men.
Well, there should be.
There should be.
There should be.
I haven't been to any fights, but I would go if there were.
That would honestly be better.
Yeah.
And that's why we're not sexist.
Yeah, exactly. I was giving you a chance to make our point for us.
Well, John, I'm so clearly not.
I'm just setting it down.
No, you're not.
See, I would run that commercial because I'm not, you know?
I would have made that commercial because I'm not.
Yeah.
Are we ready to do our games?
Meat and potatoes? Yeah, I'm ready. Yeah,
you ready? What one do we want to start with?
The five love languages.
The love languages.
So here's the structure for this, right?
Yeah.
Well, we're on the same page.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Just making sure Morgan knows.
Yeah, we're going to say all of ours. So these are the real love languages because the ones there are bullshit.
Yeah, these are the
Does
updated.
Does anyone know the five?
Yeah, I got them right here.
It's coming. Shitting, farting.
Read the real five. So the past love languages.
Yeah, the old ones.
These are
when
old.
When you finish this, we need to talk about who the fuck came up with this shit.
Okay.
I can tell you who.
What?
What, John?
I don't have a penis.
So okay. The five old, really old ones.
Yeah, these are ancient. Yeah, these are like really Constitution old. Era.
Yeah.
These are dated back to the same time.
This is on the Ten Commandment.
Yeah.
Yeah, so these are put in a stone scribe.
Yeah, so it's
Rosetta Stone.
Rosetta Stone.
Yeah, so the translation was iffy on these. Quality time,
bullshit.
Physical touch,
lame.
Receiving gifts,
bad.
Acts of service,
gay.
Words of affirmation,
sort of gay.
Yeah.
Okay. So, does anyone want to start with one? Morgan?
Well, I did a nice little wordplay with all mine.
Okay, I like that.
Really?
So, first one is receiving head.
Okay.
Wow, man.
No explanation needed. No explanation needed. Okay, Morgan?
Okay, so for receiving...
The receiving head's good.
Okay.
Because that is... I do like that.
So, for receiving gifts, that is now. For women, receiving attention from strangers online. And men giving attention to strangers online.
Oh, that's a good one. Oh, so you repurposed them all.
Well, no, this is the real.
These are the 2023 love languages.
Okay, so my first love language is roasting.
Okay.
Yeah. That's got some real
stuff. You got it.
No, that actually is one of them.
You're not going to work if one person is all sensitive and the other person likes making fun of your outfit.
Unless you're both soft bitches.
If you're both soft.
Or if you're just not good at roasting, it's over.
Yeah,
if you're just getting bodied in the roast game.
Mm-hmm. Roast compatibility.
But also nothing worse than someone, I'm not going to specify gender, who tries to roast, but
a bad roast.
Very short.
Well, that goes along with it.
Consistently.
Yeah. Attempted roaster.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fake
bad. It. That's an anti-lone.
It's like the real ones. You can't fake it. You know?
Yeah.
If you don't like physical touch, I'm not going to.
Yep. Yeah,
but let's stop talking about the old ones.
Yeah, the old ones don't exist.
What else we got, Gary?
I've got another little wordplay here.
Wordplay. It's just direct.
This is genderless. Words of degradation.
Oh, okay. Nice. Kind of like roasting. I like that. Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm talking like bedroom shit.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah, that's good. For words of affirmation, I just had arguing.
Arguing.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
About shit that doesn't even matter at all, but you're doing it just to prove a point.
Mm-hmm. I had one kind of like that. It's fighting style.
Fighting style?
Yeah, not like physical fighting, yes. But it's like...
Like Sub-Zero versus the big titty goth bitch.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. But like, you know, if one person likes to fight and then the makeup thing, but the other person just doesn't reciprocate the fight, you got to fight the same.
Yeah, yeah.
You got to yell at each other.
That's what I'm saying.
You got to be loud in public, screaming at each other, people, or you've got to be... you know, both petty.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, arguing.
You got it. Those are the type of things. Yeah, fighting style is something you have to be compatible on.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Like if somebody's super passive and the other one loves to fucking get in there, it's not going to work.
Yeah. If you just like let, you're like, I don't care about mm-hmm. what this is. What it,
and the other person's just screaming at you.
They're more mad. Mm-hmm. But if you're both just like sneaky little petty bullshit.
Yeah, if you both are just like fucking.
That works.
You like knock their toothbrush over or some shit and just fucking.
Scrub your asshole with it.
Wow. Yeah, I was thinking that.
Okay, I like that one. This is another one that's big. This may be just me. Sleep temperature.
Oh, that is huge.
That's actually fucking huge.
Yeah. If you're a hot sleep and a cold sleep combo, no thanks.
It's literally not going to work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because then there's like, oh, you guys can, you know, use different blankets. But like, no.
Mm-mm. It never works.
No.
Yeah, you can't put a fan on one side, a heater on one side.
You can't keep the room one temp and the other, her side. Well,
they have beds for that now, but that's how big of an issue it is.
Yeah, but I don't love you enough to get a new bed.
I'm not ready to make that commitment. That's like getting a dog together. A bed together.
You have to be married by the time that happens.
Yeah,
and if we have different sleep temperatures, we're never getting that far.
Yeah. That would be huge because I'm not sleeping if it's fucked up.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's valid.
Garrett?
I try to think of a cute.
You ran out of wordplays.
But just money.
Just money?
Yeah. Money? Yeah.
Okay.
Having it?
Yeah, money.
Because how many times have we seen a good looking gal with a fucking dweeber who's got some cash?
I would almost say that.
I think everyone would agree.
Money, one is. It doesn't have. This is one that can be different, though. You don't have to have a compatibility on it.
No, I'm saying if one person has it.
One person can have all of it.
Nah, not the girl.
But it can work the other way.
What do you mean?
With these, we're saying you have to be compatible. This one, it's like you don't have to make the same money. It's like one person can make a bunch of money. But someone has to have the money.
No, I think if the girl is the breadwinner, it's likely not happening.
I'm sorry I have to do this. I was talking about a female specifically, obviously.
Yeah. Money is a love language. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Just, having
money. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I'm in on that.
All girls would agree with that.
Mm-hmm.
All right, ladies and gentlemen,
here
we're going to take a quick break from the show. Because it's fucking spooky season, motherfucker.
Spooky season.
And there's nothing worse than having.
What season is it?
It's spooky as shit.
Nothing scarier than a fucking set of hairy balls.
Yeah, and there's nothing, literally nothing scarier than that John's cock.
And there's untrimmed, nothing.
Yeah.
Untrimmed by the doctor.
Yes.
The day you were born. Born uncircumcised. Yeah.
So this
Manscaped doesn't do circumcisions.
Manscaped, but the
Manscaped can't circumcise you because it can't cut your shit, dude. It's too good.
It's a no nick technology.
It's all
no
nick. It's low nick.
Check
no
the
nick.
USPTA. Go nick. They've got the patent.
But keep that in mind this spooky season because Manscaped are committed to helping men around the world walk and talk with some swagger this season with the best grooming tools on the market.
Try and fucking do a circumcision with one of those things. You can't.
Yeah, you can.
I've tried to do it. I've tried. I promise. I'm not.
So even when you're dressed as Ken and your dumb girlfriend's dressed as Barbie, you'll have an uncensored but fully trimmed cock.
Join. You'll still be bulged up.
Join the 9 million men worldwide. That seems like a small number.
It's not, though.
It should be 4 billion.
Well, if you think about how many it should be,
How many men are there on Earth? That's how many it should be.
At least 4 billion.
And then it should be times two.
Yeah.
Yeah, double it.
Yeah.
Because you should have
Manscaped.
Two.
Let's go, baby. But anyways, you should trust us and fucking head over to this.
Yeah, dude, if anyone knows balls.
Yeah. The boys know their balls.
The boys know balls.
Yeah. The boys know big
Coming from
fat.
Guys who frequently have them inside their mouth, we know balls.
Yeah, you want to know how to taste them?
You can't taste them as good with hair.
You cannot.
Manscaped.
Manscaped. But enjoy this offer this spooky season. 20% off and free shipping. If you go through the boys, code NOFOMO, check out manscaped.com.
That's N-O-F-M-O.
Don't neglect your beautiful self.
I don't think we've ever spelled it before. That's huge.
Get right this spooky season with Manscaped and NOFOMO. NOFOMO, check out. Gang, gang, back to the show.
Gang, gang.
Okay, this one is a big one. What does leisure mean to you?
Leisure?
Yeah.
I'm chilling.
Are you in my free time, we're sitting on the couch and we're both on our phones? Or if you have 20 free minutes, you want to go on a hike? Or if we go on vacation, are you, do you want to sit by the bar at the beach and get hammered all day?
Yes.
Or are you, I want to go see some museums and fucking walk through.
So are you a good or a bad person? Basically?
Yes, exactly.
Do you suck or are you lit?
I actually have one for this. Instead of quality time, it was scroll time.
Do you scroll the amount?
Yeah,
like sitting next to each other while you scroll.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Sitting next to each other and just scrolling. Mm-hmm. Or same feed. This is a new one. If you could same feed together.
Compatibility?
No, like say if you could
either of you could watch either's feed.
Yeah, if you could lay there and watch one feed, that is huge. That is huge.
Single phone fucking meme compatibility.
That is huge.
That might be number one.
Yeah, like if your feeds are
in sync.
And that just goes along with any time if someone's like, oh, look at this, and you're just like,
yeah. That is huge.
How many times in a relationship can you do that? If someone just like shows you something and they're like, look at how cool this is. And you're like, fuck.
I think that's not as important, but close to as important as my next one. Mm-hmm. Spotify ability.
Oh,
music ability.
Same music taste, or at least enough to where you don't hate what they listen to.
Yeah. That's a more of a hate than loving it.
But if you both just love the same shit, that's
huge.
That's pure bliss.
Well, it's just because I feel like concerts are such a big thing.
Oh, I didn't even think outside of just listening in the car.
Oh, yeah. No, like going to shows and shit. Like if they're trying to drag you to some show you don't want to go to, you're like,
fuck. Oh, that shit is like having to do.
I would
frequently do shit that you don't fucking have no interest in.
I would never tolerate that.
So that could even just, let's go big umbrella here. Liking even the same.
Liking each other. That's huge.
Love language having common ground.
I'm not sure I don't know if there's an amount of love I could have for someone to drag me to like a fucking country concert.
No, so you're coming to Stagecoach this year.
Yeah, it's only because Nickelback's playing.
Yeah, and that's part of country now. We've adopted a lot.
Then I fucking love country now.
Post Malone's country. He's going to be there.
That's good though.
But he's doing like a country cover set. Did you see
that? And it's going to rip.
I mean, I'll be there.
But like, okay, so I couldn't go to a Jonas Brothers concert. Like,
no, yeah.
That's okay, a deal breaker.
You have bigger concerns if your girl likes Jonas Brothers.
That's what I'm saying. Like, yeah, music says a lot
about the Bare Naked Brothers? What are they called? The Naked Brothers from Nickelodeon? Do you not remember that?
The Butt Knuckle Bros?
What? The Butt Knuckle Bros?
You don't remember the Naked Brothers?
The Butt Knuckle Brothers.
It was like the second coming of the Jonas Brothers, but they were way gayer.
The Naked Brothers. I have a feeling this Google's going to be good. The Naked Brothers Band.
Yeah, Naked Brothers Band.
NBB.
Oh, they're both whooped. That's why this one didn't take off.
Naked Bros Band. You would remember this.
They're whack as shit.
I didn't even know about them until I Googled Naked Bros the other day.
Just popped. Google stupidly auto-filled the wrong thing.
The Naked Bros Band.
Oh, these guys are whack.
It took me to Nickelodeon's website instead of the hub. I was so confused.
Oh, it's the guy from that scary-ass movie. What was that movie called?
Old?
Hereditary?
Hereditary, yeah.
It's one of those guys, huh? Yeah. I thought it was.
He's not supposed to be doing that.
I haven't
that
seen
stuff.
Him naked. What?
Yet.
Say what?
Get your OnlyFans up. I think that was all the ones I had.
How do we try to sort these?
I like that we did by category. I should have done by category.
Like try to make it close to one of them.
I just did things that are...
I feel like head giving was a good one.
He just fucking volunteers himself up there.
If we're going one by one, that was my first one. That's just the first thing I said.
Well, that's just receiving gifts. You didn't even...
Receiving head.
Yeah.
It's not a gift.
That's a gift.
Yeah, it's the best gift.
The gift of head.
Well, mine's more specific and I like it more.
That's okay. A very good point.
All right.
Like receiving we need gifts to write them like, all down. Oh, here, I bought you a fucking stick of gum.
Okay, there's the...
I think we had a few for sure.
Okay, strangers online thing. What was your other things?
Okay, first one.
You're going to write them all down?
Yeah.
He's going to write it down. He's not even going to type anything in because they're all his.
Let's just try and remember them.
What are the ones that we liked?
Say one of the ones. Say what you think your best one is.
Scroll ability is fire.
Oh, yeah. Same phone scroll. That was a big one. That's one.
The phone scroll?
The feed.
Phone scroll.
Music's a huge one.
Oh, the fighting.
Yeah. Fighting style.
Fighting style.
Fighting style.
That's fighting stance.
Arguing. Arguing and roasting.
Roasting's
good. Well, no. Fighting is arguing.
Yeah, fighting is arguing.
Roasting has to be on there.
Roasting's one.
Which is words of degradation.
How do we feel about sleep temperature? Yeah, that's words of degradation.
Sleep temperature is good.
I think that has to be on there.
I think music has to be in there.
Yeah, I think that's another one.
Sleep
temp and music.
That's it, folks.
Spotifability.
You just found your new boyfriend off of that.
So, yeah, I mean, next time, because what do they have out there right now? They have, to see if you're a good match, they have the moon. Phases of when you were born, if those match up.
Yeah, your star sign.
Yeah, nice
or
try.
Your fucking
or you
TikTok
can do
feed.
Horoscopes.
What do you think's gonna last longer?
Now, if these are in those, though, then we got
okay,
something to
so
talk
what
about.
Is an Aries? Yeah,
yeah. If you're an Aries moon and you like cold sleep,
yeah,
then
okay.
It's something.
So that's the next step. Take these, apply them to
this
all
is
the
what
signs.
We need to. This is our new business venture. applying
man logic,
jibby jabby fucking bullshit star signs to real life things. Well, like, if you're in Aries, you like to sleep at a nice 64 degrees.
Should we man logic everything?
Yeah.
Man logic everything?
Yeah. Man math?
Yeah, man math it.
Okay.
So I'm going to explain astrology.
Cool Aries breeze like as a man.
Yeah, if you're an Aries, you like air, fucking cool breeze
at night. Capricorn, corn's cold sleeper. Corn's in Nebraska. Nebraska's hot. That's hot.
Yes.
Cancer is bad.
So cancer, you get chemo, which heats you up.
That's a hot sleep.
Yeah.
That's a hot sleep.
And you also, phones give you cancer. So you have bad scroll with somebody who's not a Cancer.
You don't like to scroll.
Yeah.
We can do this. we could easily do this.
Sagittarius, half man, half horse.
Yeah.
Probably a cold sleeper.
Cancer, also, maybe a medium.
They sleep outside.
There could be some mediums
in there.
They
sleep outside.
Okay, horses do sleep outside.
Yeah. Cancer fighting style is kind of like aggressive. You know?
Oh, with the crab. Crab. Yeah.
You attack like the cells.
Cancers aren't in
the air. Aquarius, water. Yeah. Cold.
Cold.
Water is cold.
All right,
cold.
We got to stop. Because we will go forever.
I could do it all day.
I think that's
Give me one more. Give me one. Pisces.
They like pie. Pie's hot.
Pie's hot.
Pisces is fish. It's also cold for them.
Oh, they can go either way.
There's different fighting style from the Cancer.
Oh, that's a neutral. They're cool with either.
Their fighting style from the Cancer is they can't fight because they're dead. What are the other ones we have? We have only done like sleep temperature and fighting.
No, we've done all of them. Words of degradation, sleep.
No. Like, I was saying so we could do more things for the
oh, no, we're done with it. Unless we got something good.
Okay.
I have faith.
Give me one more. Give me one more.
Taurus. Oh, they like to fight the Cancers.
And?
Their horns, crap. I'm just stuck on
a Ford Taurus. I'm pretty sure they got recalled for their engines exploding. Hot.
Great AC, though.
Yeah, but not when the car's on fire.
No, you'd be surprised how cool it can still be in there.
Yeah.
So maybe one night all of a sudden they just combust and they need it to be hot.
Bunch of leg
and a Ford Taurus is a bad gift too, so they're not the gift.
They don't give good head.
Tauruses have heads.
So love good head. They give great head.
Yes. Is there any of the signs that don't like head?
The headless horseman.
The Zodiac killer.
Oh, that's
good. He likes getting an actual head.
He's a cold sleeper.
Sagittarius is a half man. He likes
getting actual head.
Half horse, headless horseman. But I'm a Sagittarius and I like head, so never mind.
Okay.
What's a Sagittarius?
Half man, half horse.
Fadge.
Half man, half horse. That's not you. Are you sure? Most
dominant fucking sign there
is. Here he goes. Here he goes. The most dominant.
Really good at basketball.
The strongest.
The moon is so full.
Really good at basketball, too. The best basketball player.
The drippiest jumper and a fucking dominant man.
Okay. Are you back? Okay, let's intro it and then
we'll.
Okay. Okay. So John just couldn't figure out how to set up Bluetooth.
John just took 14 minutes.
It's a double button hold. Yeah. I thought it was one.
Oh,
button.
No shit.
John just took 14 minutes to connect his Bluetooth headphones that he uses every day.
Yeah. But what is this game called? We're going to play a game.
I don't know if it has a name. Am I just talking loud right now?
Yeah.
He's got some headphones in. He can't hear what we're saying. We're going to ask him some questions. He's going to try to answer them.
Yes.
Yeah.
Now, remember, when you're asking me the question, I have to be able to look at you and see your mouth to try and guess what you're saying.
No fuck.
Well, I'm just saying if you start asking it and I don't know you're asking.
No, so we'll point to each other who is asking the question.
Okay.
Let me go first.
Okay.
Just give us a thumbs up when you're ready.
Just because you're dumb doesn't mean we're dumb.
How does Bluetooth work?
How do I blow my blue brush upside down?
That was lit.
We'll do two each.
Okay, I got one. Why are you gay?
Why am I gay? That's good. Okay.
How do headphones work?
How many eggs do I have? Eight. None. I don't have any eggs.
Which button to connect to the Bluetooth?
Which month was I born in? April.
Perfect.
What's your favorite bubble gum?
What's my favorite popcorn? Regular popcorn.
Pretty close.
Okay, come back.
Pull. Oh.
So I just answer the question. Don't repeat it.
It's kind of funnier when he tries to repeat it, though.
Okay.
Because then you at least have a clue what he's going off of.
Yeah.
No, it's funnier if he just fucking rips
it. If I just say it? Okay.
Yeah. That's fair.
It just would probably take me a second because I'm trying to think.
Okay. So we're going to do one more each.
One more each?
Yeah. How tall are you?
I've never fallen down.
Why are you so short?
My football.
Okay.
How'd I do?
Huh? Terrible.
Didn't get a singular way. Oh, except for mine.
I got that one. I know that. But I've
seen
answer that.
It. You didn't answer it, though.
Oh, I didn't.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know why.
Yeah. So sure, let's do answer and then you guess the question.
Answer and then I guess the question?
So answer it first. No, but we'll pass it to G. But
okay, pass it to G.
Yeah. So answer.
Well, you're already guessing the question by answering it, though.
Well, we have to know what the fuck you're thinking, though. Like, what did you think for the football one?
The football?
Yeah.
I thought you were asking me. I thought you said, "What's your favorite sport?"
Oh no! Oh. I said, "Why are you so short?"
Yeah, John also bought, what are those KFC headphones?
Yeah, these are.
Okay.
These are from. I think these are not the right
you
way.
You may be having the wrong side.
Yeah. There we go. These don't feel good.
Do you have them the right way?
Yeah.
Okay. Ready?
Let me know when you go. You want to go first?
You got it. Music.
Only one ear.
Push it in more.
Only one ear. There we go.
Good.
Fuck.
You want to go?
Oh yeah, let me get my bus up.
Oh, this is gnarly.
Black bears or brown bears?
Poppers. Okay. This is so gnarly.
One fish.
Oh, stop. The music stopped.
Music stop? Oh, shit. Maybe it's because I'm not. What's your favorite sex position?
Reverse cowgirl.
You got that one.
The music stopped again.
Oh, I can't leave YouTube. Okay.
You're on YouTube.
Yeah, music. I just put YouTube music.
You not have Spotify? It's not working.
It's not. Oh, I left it again.
Dude, split screen the fucking notes and the.
Just have them both pulled good? Up. Only one ear.
I don't know what you want.
There we go.
Okay. How high can you count?
Your mouth is in front of the microphone, you asshole.
How high can you count?
300.
Okay.
Whoever smelt it?
Yes.
What's your favorite fruit?
Strawberry.
Oh, he can read lips, dude.
Who was the first president?
Vagina.
You got more?
If you had to climb a tree, how tall could it be?
Oh, the song stopped.
Oh,
I only heard the very last part, but.
Okay. Oh, it went to YouTube commercial.
You're so.
Do you not have like an iTunes library or something?
No. That would be worse.
John doesn't like music, guys.
Is it good now?
It's way too quiet. Like the song is just so slow. I can't.
This is the.
Okay, he lives in the jungle.
Okay, let me think of a new question here.
I got one.
What color is your skin?
My taint?
Pink.
Am I screaming?
What's your favorite race?
My favorite race? Basmati.
How tall are you?
6 foot.
You want to do one more?
Yeah.
Okay, one more. What's your favorite flavor of pie?
Of pot? Melon.
Okay, we're good. Let me hit it.
How'd I do?
You actually got a couple of them.
Did I?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
What was the last one?
Your favorite flavor of pie.
Of pie? I thought you said pot. I was like, what the fuck? It's weird how your mind will just like formulate a sentence that makes no sense.
Yeah.
Like, why would that flavor of pot make any sense?
Connected. Okay, connected. All right. You ready? Garrett?
Yeah.
No music. Yeah. Okay.
Music. Okay. Watermelon, 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 watermelon.
Watermelon. That was good.
How are you so bad at basketball?
I'm great at basketball.
Explain how to change a tire.
Three tires.
How are you so unathletic?
I'm super athletic.
Oh, you can hear us, bro.
Can you hear?
No.
You could just read lips that well? I could read lips well.
Okay, so you could just read lips.
No, he can hear us.
Okay.
Who's going?
I'll go. If Sally sold seashells by the seashore, how many shells did Sally sell?
Chupacabra.
What are women better at than men?
Pass.
That would be his answer too.
Groundhog's Day falls in which month?
Do it again.
No.
Way too tall. I'm way too tall.
What's the worst star sign?
Horse's cock.
Who would win in a fight between a Green Beret and a Marine?
You got me. I don't
know. You got it. You're out.
Huh? How'd I do?
You can hear.
I can't hear.
You got like the first three.
You got like three in a row.
I can read those lips, maybe.
You guys' lips are just a little looser.
Well, that was fun.
That was fun.
Did I get all of them then?
No, you didn't get all. Well, the
you said pass.
Okay,
to one.
Yeah, you said like, pass. You were like, you just didn't answer the ones that you couldn't hear.
Well, I couldn't make out anything from them. They were so long. They had to be like four words.
Well, yeah, I didn't make them because you were hearing them.
Yeah,
did
I get watermelon?
Okay, yeah, I thought
you just said watermelon, watermelon, watermelon.
I thought that was the thing that you're supposed to do when you know, like when they say if you don't know the words and you just want to mouth something.
Yeah,
you just say watermelon. I thought that would be like you. There's nothing.
Oh no, that's watermelon. That's fun though.
I thought that would sneak by.
I have hiccups.
Okay.
But yeah, that was.
Oh, I forgot to ask you one of the ones I was going to ask you too.
I had a really good one too. Who did 9/11?
Oh, that is a good one.
Mine was going to be what is a raisin?
Oh, should have asked that one.
His to you were so good. You don't even know.
Mine?
His first one was, how does Bluetooth work?
What did I say?
Fucking like cheese or something? Something.
I can't read lips for fuck. Yeah. And that's tough because in real life, I can't hear well either.
Yeah, I've gotten really good at that.
In like I guess you guys have the DJ.
So you're deaf and retarded.
You guys have the DJ like skill of being in clubs a bunch of times and being able to, like you can't hear all the time.
What a great skill to have.
Because when I'm in those scenarios, I can't hear. And then I can't read lips, so it's just, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I had a long time where I had to do the fucking yeah to people, and it's just bit me in the ass way too many times.
Oh, I feel like an absolute cock. And then they repeat themselves because they know you're not supposed to say yeah to that.
And yeah, they're like talking about how their mom passed away, and you're just like, yeah.
Fuck people who try and have a conversation in those situations. You're a piece of shit.
Yeah.
Put me through that fucking stress. Tough. That's all I had. Where are we at? Right at an hour, dude. We killed it.
Right on the dot.
If you take out 10 minutes of me setting up the fucking Bluetooth, that's going to be fucking a perfect golden episode. Wood.
Yeah. So this one's going to be 49 minutes long.
So it comes out and it's 25.
We should just leave that all in.
I hate that I have to cut that out.
You should leave it in. Fuck it.
No, I'm not going to leave it in.
Put it in the YouTube.
Put it in the YouTube?
Yeah,
the YouTube
would be good. One.
Yeah, just because you're an idiot.
But yeah, you are dumb.
59. I think next week we got to get a theme back in
here. A sixth centennial?
Yeah.
Well, we're going. It's Halloween now.
Oh yeah, we can do Halloween.
Let's do a month long Halloween.
Just a spooky season.
Costumes amok for the next month.
Are they making a new Dahmer? We need a new Dahmer, dude.
You want to do Dahmer again? What's been big? What could we do? Let's think of one right now
for Halloween.
Yeah. Well, just the next. What's like a big theme that we could do? What's been big?
Well, I gotta.
I'll be Brian Kielburger.
Who's that?
I don't want to say the guy who committed the Idaho murders.
Oh fuck, Christ.
You were going off that theme. I like that.
I'll think of something good for this.
Okay.
But yeah, we're going to go hard for fucking Halloween and 59.
How is it already fucking October?
It's crazy.
Are we at a year? Have we done this a year?
It's been 2 years.
Has it been two
almost.
Years?
Almost.
What are we doing?
No,
we're on episode 60.
How are we still so bad at this?
We're on episode 60 and we skipped like 6 months.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, then, okay.
But we're back as shit, dude.
We did a few, like, multi-weeks, right?
But, yeah, gang shit on God, you know?
Actividades de la gang. Yeah. We will see you next Friday, bitch.
Yeah, John's going to get some
I'm gonna, you know what I'm gonna do for the next episode? I'm gonna come with a full report on Bluetooth.
Yeah,
no, you should have
Bluetooth.
To go to. I'm gonna teach you Bluetooth. I'm gonna do a fucking PowerPoint.
I
want to
know why they named it Bluetooth.
I'll tell you next fucking episode.
No, what's that?
No, not that. I'm not
talking
say anything about it. I don't want to know beforehand.
I'm not talking about Bluetooth. Okay, what's the thing called in Best Buy?
Wi-Fi.
No, the thing in Best Buy, the guys that help you with shit.
Geek Squad.
Oh, Geek Squad.
You should have to go to one of those conferences.
I should have to go do like the Apple Learn Your iPhone.
Yeah,
thing
you should
class.
Have to sit there for yeah. an hour because of
well,
what
you guys are.
I
want to
write up on iOS 17.
You guys are actually going to go through one of those with me.
You got non-Apple headphones?
These are better. They don't come out of your ear.
Nope.
The AirPods Pro don't come out of your ear.
Okay, well, I like these ones. I'm sorry, you don't. Yeah, they also they're set to the size of my ear.
You have little weak little man ears. Okay.
I do. I can't agree with that. Okay. You have weak little baby ears.
Okay. You can't hear even with headphones in.
All right.
You have hairy little hobbit ears.
Okay.
But yeah.
All right.
We'll see you guys next week.
All right. Bye.